B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We got 1 hour till a three-day weekend, Brian.
Yeah.
But you got to answer a bunch of questions first. That's right. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. 800-636-1067. My man Zeke has been on hold. Zeke, fire away. Ask B. something.
Yeah, okay, B, here's my question, man. As being a lifelong Skins fan, why the hell you let JP put all them damn Cowboy fans on the phone?
We wanted to hear them lie. We wanted to hear them lie today.
You know they're going to lie. They don't have IQs. They don't know what they talk about. They talk about, oh, it's a great idea. Oh, we're a better team. Come on, man. They are in self-denial. But we hate everything Cowboy.
That's why we wanted them on there. I wanted to laugh today and hear them with all them dumbass excuses they were trying to make.
Oh, man.
There's no way that they have a good.
Bunch of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're a better team. We need a run block. Come on, man. But I hate that you did it, but I loved it because I was laughing. And I'm just trying to find a Cowboy fan that I can kick while they're down, but they're all in hiding. That's it.
Like cockroaches.
Appreciate you, Zeke. I loved when these guys would come up with these, oh, he's lazy, and B would just shout them down.
Man, please. Lazy. Yeah, lazy win. Yeah. On the football field, to be able to do what he does, that's not a lazy dude.
For sure. Let's go to Alex in Leesburg. Alex, what's up? Ask B something.
Hey, B Mitch. This is going to be a crazy question, but I got to preface it. The drab T-shirt brought it up first. All right, do you think this mysterious object hiding behind Mars is a comet, asteroid, or UFO? It's 20 miles wide, produces its own light, and it's only one millimeter thick, and every time we try to photograph it, it hides behind the sun so we can't see it.
You asked me, was it a what? A what? A what?
Do you think it's a comet, asteroid, or an actual UFO like these scientists are sort of thinking the more they observe the thing?
I don't know, bro. I have no damn clue. I don't think it's a UFO.
It's called 3i Atlas, and it goes 130,000 miles an hour.
That's fast.
I don't think it's no UFO.
B, did your Bentley go that fast?
Nah, just 202.
You've got me interested now. What are your thoughts on, like, aliens?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Let them stay where they're at, and I'll stay where I'm at.
You think they're out there?
Man, I don't think so, no. If they were out there, guess what? I don't think we would not have seen them already. And only you know who sees them? People that are high are crazy. Why is it no sane person has really seen them? It's always somebody that was high or seriously crazy.
Can I interject?
Yes.
As I just stated. Technically, it is a UFO because nobody knows what it is. It's an unidentified flying object. Technically, it is. And
they haven't even seen it. They don't know what it is.
Yeah, but it's
just
flying.
It's unidentified. Why it keeps hiding behind the same little part of the sun then? If you're sitting up here telling me it's a flying object, you might want to see it in a different spot.
Hey, I'm just saying that's a little scary. The fact that they keep trying to take a picture and it moves behind a planet.
Yeah, that's
a little crazy.
Yeah, you got Jeff going with it. Jeff, go ahead. I'm gonna let Jeff go on and be worrying about it.
I mean,
I'm not gonna worry about it.
It's scientists saying it. Like we can't bunch of weirdos just act like it's not there.
Well, a bunch of weirdos.
So the people that this their job to study what's going on in space are weirdos.
Hey, a lot of them are weird. Let's be real. You can't tell. Have you ever met a very, like I told him, Tressway is the only cool punt I ever met? Tell me the scientist you met that's real cool. He's a little strange.
Oh, no. I got friends that scientists.
And they're a little strange.
They normal.
No, they're not. Yeah, you're not normal.
I know
so
that.
Your friends, they're not normal.
I know, but that's just scary. We can't sit here and fake.
Well, I'm going to sit here and say I'm not concerned about it because I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to lose one bit of sleep over it.
B, what do you think? There have been, like, legitimately, like, the Pentagon admitted that there have been, like, UFOs over the United States. They're not necessarily saying it's aliens, but there have been these, like, crazy videos Navy pilots have taken up in, like, F-16s.
Yeah, you know what it is?
Of these, like, crazy things.
It's all other. We got spy planes. Other countries got spy planes. and we say it's a UFO. Because you know what? It was UFO line. That little balloon that was flying over stuff, that was strange at first till you found out it was coming from a certain country. That's what I believe it is, because let's be real. If we had all this stuff, you think they're waiting this long to come and do something to you?
Listen, man, you know what I like is ask B-Mitch anything, because people can ask you anything they want. I did not expect to talk about aliens today, but here we are.
We're talking about aliens. Let's go with it.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Joop is on the line. Joop, I hope your voice is back.
That was an alien. There wasn't no way that Slam White Brian was an alien.
It might have been. White Brian might be an alien.
Fellas, how y'all feeling?
What's
doing
up, man?
Fine Friday.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Listen, before I get to my question, shout out Jeff. Finally caught up with him on Madden and gave him that tie. Y'all back.
Oh, Jeff didn't come back and say nothing.
Oh, Jeff got worked.
I mean, who comes back and celebrate a loss?
Well, but you was like talking that back. You about to start. Hey, look, you came back when you won that one game.
If I was scared of the loss, I would have not have put Joop on the phone because I knew it was coming.
Well,
but
Joop,
I'm good.
Joop, tell us about it, Jeff. I mean, Joop.
Oh, yeah. Back to back.
What was the score? I want to know all that.
Man, I forgot the score. I ain't write it down. It was a couple touchdowns. The second one, it was a lot closer. Yeah, I beat him by a touchdown, but for sure, he still got that tie out, though.
Yeah, it's a new game. Joop bought a different game plan. At that game, I couldn't figure it out. He got me.
Oh, so every time Jeff loses, he has an excuse, but when he wins, he just won.
I mean, who brings up a loss out of
the blue?
You sound
like a damn Cowboy fan. Don't you ever
disrespect me.
Before Joop gets to his question for B, I have a question. How long does a game of Madden take? Like, not the minutes, but like, you sit down, play a full game of Madden, is it 30, 40 minutes? How long does it take?
It depends. If it's moving pretty quickly, it could be about 30, 40 minutes. But I timed it once. It could take about an hour for a full game.
So when you played Jeff, what was it, 22 minutes?
Yeah, he had to give up on that first one. Because it got away from him. It got away from
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it did. It got away. But then right, that Joop, second game, when I caught on to him, it was different.
All right, there we go.
All right. But, yeah. So my question is, I was just curious on the Micah Parsons trade. For our standpoint, if we would have made that trade and the salary he got, could we have handled that while trying to maintain the rest of the players that's coming up on contracts next year?
The trade with Dallas, you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't think giving up two first-round picks and a player – fits into their plans and have to sign that deal with Jaden coming up soon.
From a straight cap space, they probably would have had to make some moves to figure it out because Micah's on the fifth year option, so all that stuff's guaranteed this year. Like, Micah's got a $24 million cap number this year. Technically, Washington, after the B-Rob, and honestly, the Terry deal gave them some more space. I think Washington, as they currently sit, are about $20 million under the cap, and Parsons this year would have carried $24 million. If that was ever a realistic thing, for starters, Jerry never would have traded him here. I think we got to all just kind of understand that.
Right.
They would have probably had to make some moves to make that number work, but it's not that hard. Like, they probably – I'm looking just at – like, you probably could have converted some of Frankie's money to bonus and then knocked his cap number down. Like, you could have identified a player that you want around and just kind of, like, move the piles around to make it work. But to Brian's point, I don't think giving up the picks and acquiring him it just would have – I don't know. I don't think Jerry would have done it, so I doubt they invested too much time or effort into it.
No, I got it. I figured that. I was just curious how if it did happen, could we have made it work with the contract situation and our salary cap?
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Joop. Good to hear from you. Glad you kicked Jeff's ass. Let's go to Terry in Germantown. What's up, Terry?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, man.
I got a question about NFL terminology. Brian, you could with your having played years ago in a different era. But all of a sudden, it just seems like any show I listen to or any broadcast, I hear quarterback room, running back room, linebacker room, wide receiver room. When did the rooms come into vogue as far as terminology? It's been
around for a while. Depicting what they all go into a separate room for their meetings, their individual meetings for the most part.
Right.
And they just discuss it like that. That's all.
Yeah. But it seems like the broadcasters have picked it up lately have used that.
What the players and coaches have always done it. And you're probably right that it's become more vogue because a lot of people like to use the terminologies to speak to. I guess to speak on like I'm in. I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I agree with that. Well, there's a cottage industry of people making money trying to sound like they know more about football than you do.
That's why if you hear people talking about all the different when people start talking about the plays and the defense and what this and that, I always ask one question: what does that mean? And most times I can't get an answer. So
yeah,
one thing
I remember. I grew up in an era where there used to be a halfback, a fullback, a flanker, and you don't hear those positions anymore. I know that offenses have changed and things like that, but yeah. that one struck out to me just like spin rate and launch angle became a big thing in baseball.
Yeah. Well, I think right now it's just you got a running back. And the guys in the slot could be a running back, but you know what? It's a receiver, a slot receiver.
Landfill, did you want to answer that question?
No, I just thought it was a really good question.
There you go. You know what I do think gave rise to people talking about the individual position group rooms and the position group meetings? Mm-hmm. I think as as Hard Knocks has become so ingrained in kind of the NFL fan culture, and over the years you got to see more and more of kind of the week meetings, and then you'd see like the linebackers coach with the linebackers meeting. Uh-huh. I think that kind of gained traction.
But just think about it. You got the locker room, the equipment room, the training room, the weight room. So if you got different positions, the running back room, the wide receiver room, quarterback room, it just fits.
Cafeteria?
Yeah, it just fits. The lunch room. You know right. what I mean? It all fits. But he's right. Like, you used to not hear the media people saying it, but all of a sudden it became, I guess, vogue, like he stated.
B, if we were a football team, the five of us, me, you, Jeff, White, Brian, Landfill, I assume you're going to be the quarterback. What positions are the rest of us playing?
Jeff is going to be. He's going to be
special teams.
Yeah, special teams because
he's special
because he does everything and he's special. White Brian, oh Lord,
I would easily be the running back.
No, you won't.
Who going to protect B? Who going to protect you on pass?
Landfield going to protect me. My offensive lineman. JP, I don't know what the hell you going to be, Jay. I'm trying to think about it.
Play some fullback.
Who's the dude like that fill up all the water bottles? And
he's not going to be no water boy. No, but I think JP got a little side to him where he could be like the linebacker.
JP would be the PR guy.
He a little strange.
He wouldn't stop talking in the huddle.
We a team. We're not dealing with the media right now. We're a team.
Jeff, so, you're one of the few people
who can
out-talk.
I'm going to put JP at linebacker, man. Jeff, you out-talk everybody in this damn building.
I was born to do radio, baby.
Nah, it's not radio you be doing, though. You just be talking sometimes. I don't know what you're talking about.
I hate quietness, awkward silence. I hate it.
You're there to fill it.
That's why I don't invite you to most places, because I know you're not going to stop talking.
If you need something filling, Jeff is your guy. Let's go to Warren. Warren on line three. What's up, Robert? Warren? Ask B. Mitch anything. Okay.
What's that, Warren?
Oh, hello. Oh, man, I almost did a repeat. Hey, hey, B. Mitch and JP. My question is about the – I apologize. My question is about the Micah new deal with the Green Bay Packers. As far as his agent, did this agent – is he to be credited with that big contract? Did he work that out with Green Bay? you know, in lieu of not being included in Micah's first contract, did he work that second contract out?
Well, he and the agent in Green Bay had to talk, because as soon as they said he was traded, a damn deal was out there. Well, the deal was out there before the trade.
Yeah, man. David Mulligetta is a big deal.
He's a bad agent. Man now.
Like, and he is he's an agent that, I mean, he represents probably 40, 50 players across the league, but some of the most high profile trades, he's been
involved.
Kind of the architect. The Deshaun Watson trade from Houston to Cleveland, Mulligetta was the agent involved. Jalen Ramsey's been traded a number of times. I know David reps Ramsey. So this is a dude. He's a heavy hitter, man. Like him and Todd France and Drew Rosenhaus, the guy everybody knows. Like Mulligetta is in the conversation with the absolute biggest agents in the NFL.
I think what the ultimate thing is this. I know Jerry has said what he and Micah agreed upon. Micah also understands that it's a lot of intricate details of those contracts that you can be screwed if somebody doesn't. And David Mulligetta, he comes along and he makes sure that none of that stuff is going to bite his dude. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we hear the $120 million, $188 million, but he got some stuff in there that probably the average person wouldn't just understand, like the average player wouldn't understand.
It's a good segue to our AAA poll of the day, the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day. How bad was the Cowboys' Micah Parsons trade? You have three choices: terrible, not that bad, or Micah had to go. Overwhelmingly, the votes are saying terrible. 78% saying terrible, 14% saying not that bad, and about 8%, you know, that must be the Cowboys fans that live in D.C., are saying Micah had to go. The AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. All right, folks, that was Ask B. Mitch Anything. Never thought today would be Alien Day, but you never know what's going to happen when you wake up in the morning. When we come back, we got boots on the ground in Dallas. Our guy Bobby Belt covers the Cowboys, going to tell us exactly what the vibe is around the organization after the bombshell Micah Parsons trade. Nobody go anywhere.